It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
You're listening to Make It, the Indie Film Podcast.
Hey there, I'm Kyler Wilson.
And I'm Natalie Rufino Wilson.
And we're here to talk about mistakes.
You know, I think artists are, or filmmakers are artists who have these bursting hearts of joy, full of magic. And we get so excited when we're brand new to something. And then the world shits on us a little bit. And you have to kind of just pick yourself up and keep going, which I think I've seen a lot of people not do. And I hate that. But you got to keep tough. Okay. So in 2021, I was invited to direct a volunteer project where filmmakers would be paired with, we'll say artists for the sake of the story. The project was unique. Several artists wrote pieces and we as filmmakers would choose the ones that resonated with us. And afterward, the organization would pair you up with Basin Logistics and set up a Zoom call and you would talk vision and things like that. Now, initially I was actually very flattered. You know, this is 2021. I had just directed my third feature and produced my third feature. And here I was being asked to direct something. So I was like, you know, yes, I've dabbled in directing. This is really interesting. I totally want to do it. I was really excited about it. And it was a volunteer thing. So there was like no money handling. And I was totally fine with that. So I was brought on to direct, but due to a miscalculation from the organization, they had too many directors and not enough artists. So they asked if I would co-direct with, at that time, a close friend of mine. Now, I should have been a red flag at the time because the organization who originally emailed me, they didn't actually contact me about this. My friend at the time called me and said, you know, hey, I heard that there's too many directors. They're wondering if we would be willing to co-direct. And I was like, I just don't know. I mean, my gut, everything in my gut said, don't do it. Not for anything specific, except it just felt like a bad idea. But you know what? I didn't listen to that. So I agreed, even though it felt a little off. And I was already hesitant because there wasn't a lot of clarity. But I pushed forward and then I sort of adapted the project as a writer with, you know, creating this treatment with visuals. It took me several days. And I sent it over to this artist and my co-director. And the artist came back because I was just like on pins and needles. You know, is this person going to get what I'm trying to do? This is already like a really odd thing and there's not really like clear understanding of what it is. So I'm kind of just going blind, which, you know, I'm not one to steer away from. But this person came back and they were, you know, like, oh my gosh, I really love this. It's beautiful the way that you've captured what I was trying to say. And everything seemed to really align, you know, the phone call and everything seemed like, oh man, I might've just made a new friend. You know, but somewhere along the line, things really changed. I ended up doing nearly all the work, you know, writing the treatment, directing it. It was absolutely my vision. There was no doubt about that either from the person I was working with or the crew or our DP. I mean, it was like, I was the one kind of doing this thing and it wasn't anything other than the other one wasn't doing it. So I kind of just took it on. And then it became sort of like, you know, oh my gosh, I love this so much. So I wrote it, directed it, edited it. The organization, as well as the artist, didn't really acknowledge the effort I was putting in. And to be honest, everything seemed like it was going okay. Even though I was doing the brunt of the work, I was really proud of it. So I thought, you know, it's fine. I get to make this thing. I'm really excited about it. But then the dynamic sort of shifted and it became what the artist told me all of a sudden, 2 days of filming, you know, when it was all said and done and edited and put together, what really was supposed to happen was the organization wanted me to treat this artist like a client. And that was never really explicitly explained to me. They wanted me and my co-director to basically, you know, handhold and be like, you know, how do you feel about this and that sort of stuff. And I, you know, if I had known going in, I would have handled it differently. But when it was expressed to me, it seemed as though like, hey, we've got this thing and we need you to adapt this thing and then go off as the filmmakers, as the experts on this other craft and create something. And then we're going to be like, hey, look at what we all did together. Because at the end of the day, the artist isn't the filmmaker and this is a different medium. And I somehow over the years have kind of realized that I think people look at filmmakers a little bit different than other artists because, you know, there is a commercial viability in what we do to some extent. You know, we can at least keep our lights on. Some can even buy multiple homes and do the whole big thing. And I think sometimes people just don't really see how much of a collaboration effort it is and how much work and time actually goes into this one, you know, little project or something, and they kind of treat you differently. And so I felt like the organization definitely wanted to focus on what the artist felt about, you know, how is that person feeling about everything and less about me. I mean, it became a big thing. Like, you know, I, looking back, was like completely thrown off. You know, I got this email after sending something in that I was really proud of. And my co-director I thought was proud of, and, got this kind of, negative response back from the artist, basically saying like, you just went and took my stuff and did this thing. And I was like, I was not expecting that. I was really thrown off. And I tried to call and explain, but you know, people have different levels of, what they're willing to contribute to a conversation. I was very much like, hey, let's have a conversation. Let me try to figure this out. You know, how can we come together? But it was like almost, you know, you've wronged me. And so now I'm going to, you know, make it more difficult. So I ended up having like this Zoom with the organization, which I recorded because I was like, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding how this all goes. And it was just really poorly. I think everybody involved was sort of shocked at how nasty it all got.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
And so my big takeaway was just be mindful of the roles and expectations from the very beginning for me, you know, because when those lines blur, especially in volunteer projects, things can get really murky. I realize how important it is to trust your instincts. If something feels off from the start, it's okay to ask a lot of questions or to say no, you know. Maybe this wouldn't have happened if when my gut said, hey, you shouldn't co-direct, and I would have said that, and maybe I wouldn't have ended up doing it at all. Or maybe along the way, I would have been by myself asking a lot more questions with the organization and things would have been clearer. But through that experience, I also learned a lot to focus my energy on people and projects that align with my own values and goals. Because I've learned that it's crucial to surround yourself with like-minded people. You know, over the last year, I think I've found myself in a position with people around me that I am inspired by. And it doesn't feel like a take. And it taught me this experience along with others coupled in sort of the same timeline, ultimately taught me to set boundaries, you know, protect my time, be clear about expectations, whether it's a volunteer project on something or something with money. And as tough as it was, I think it helped me grow as a filmmaker and definitely as a collaborator, because then I was like, nope, we're not doing that again. Let me be very explicit. Are we on the same page? And I feel like, you know, maybe more now people are annoyed by that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting though, because this is arguably a situation where you were forced to work without a contract because of the guise of which it was all set up. It's this organization putting on this thing. We're supposed to be coming together to collaborate. And here's you a perfect example as to why that can be a terrible idea.
Well, and that organization, they should, and hopefully maybe they have after this experience. Because I know that none of them wanted it to be bad. I think everybody was like excited and like, hey, this is going to be fun. But you have to realize the more people get involved in something, and everybody comes from different backgrounds, you have no idea how people are going to treat each other.
Yeah. Well, you never know when you're getting, excuse the expression, but into bed with a curveball, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People's personalities are broad. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you start collecting a bunch of people into one organized thing and,
right.
You know,
I think intentions, everybody who was on any part of this had the best intentions.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
But the ending of all of that for me was that, I put all this work and effort into it and ultimately took my name off the project. Or I used like a pseudonym or something. And so nobody knew that I was actually a part of this thing. And it was actually something I was really proud of. And now that I'm getting into directing more now, 3 years later, this project has become part of like my reel and things like that. And I've privately shared it to get jobs. So it all was for a good thing, but I learned so much coming up in this side of it, which I think, you know, contract, like I would have now, if it were me and that organization were to reach out, I would say, cool. Do you all as an organization have a contract?
Right.
You know, what are the expectations? Because I don't want this to be sour by the end of it. I want us to all have a great time. And I think we all want to, but yeah, you got to protect yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you absolutely have to. In my situation, it's like somebody said, hey, you should go make a movie about mayonnaise, and then they claimed ownership of it. You know, it was just like this broad thing. In your case, it was like, hey, we have this thing that we want to give you to go make. And you're like, okay, cool, here it is. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? You know, it's just, it's like,
it could be any color you want. And I'm like, great, it's gonna be blue. Why? Yeah, why blue?
Why'd you go with blue?
I don't know.
So yeah, it's you just gotta be super careful, man.
I know that
there are other filmmakers in town. One specific is a director that's been on this show, Make It, quite a few times, that had some distribution problems because of similar situations, mm-hmm. Similar concepts. You know, that's the thing, is like, it's, the concept is broad. It's, you can find a situation that this, concept is applicable towards and multiple different facets, you know, mm-hmm. like hiring a DP, mm-hmm. you know, it's like one of the reasons why and our lawyer, when we were doing best laid plans, was like, hey, you should do a work for hire here because there's this thing that mm-hmm. can happen. You know, that we ever thought Tim would ever do that in a million years.
No. But he also, our lawyer, if I remember correctly, we had to have a contract for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually had to have a contract for each other in case the movie, case we like
split up,
divorced, killed one another or something. he required us to have a contract with one another.
Yeah.
A married couple. So
yeah.
And you know, like, single-handedly one of the most important things in this business.
We didn't balk at it either. We're like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense. I think, and I've been preaching this for years, so I'm so glad to hear that you're like, this is what you feel like was a mistake that you made. And you've grown from, because I've seen the last, like, especially year and a half or so of you being like, all right, you know, we're currently working on it with an artist on a piece of work that is going to a script that's being turned into a graphic novel. And we literally were like, let's get the contract out. And the person, as wonderful as he is, came back and was like, well, I was wondering. And we're like, well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
let's actually start the conversation. Now, you know what I mean? And so it changed the terms that felt like completely fair. And also something we hadn't considered, you know? And so if anything, giving a contract to an artist or whoever gives an opportunity to have a conversation about like, oh, actually I was thinking, my expectations were, and that's not listed.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think?
And it just puts it down for everybody to see. It's so great, because then if they come back and they say that, it's like, dude, you signed the piece of paper. It's right here. Like,
yeah.
I didn't hide anything.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. I'm Natalie Rufino Wilson. You can find me on Instagram with the handle of Natalie Rufino Wilson. you can also find us outsideourmeans.com.
Outsideourmeans on Instagram. You can also check out our short films at vimeo.com/outsideourmeans.
I guess if you are a filmmaker and you have questions about this specific thing or just about how do you get started, you can email me at natalie@outsideourmeans.com.
Likewise, kyler@outsideourmeans.com. I'll even respond to emails asking what lockups are on set. Make sure to watch Best Laid Plans. It's our feature that we made in 2020 during COVID, self-financed. We love it. You will too. It's all over the place. Just do some Google searching. It will be very quickly available. It's been even pirated a couple times. We're really proud of that.
Yeah, actually, that was pretty fun.
Anyways, that's it from us. Thanks again. I'm Kyler and this is Natalie. Have a great one.
Have a good one.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.